AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The EPA administrator is due to visit the Ohio Village, where a train derailment earlier this month has left behind fears about the toxic chemicals that spilled in the water and were burned in the air. Our Donna Warder reports.
Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, packed a school gym, hoping to get answers about whether they're safe. Kathy Dyke lives in nearby Negley.
This is so much bigger than just it in the water. Our environment, our wildlife animals, our farmers that have to till their soil.
State officials are insisting that testing has shown that the local air is safe.
But residents have their doubts, some reporting headaches, others citing dead fish in local waterways. Two people are in custody in El Paso, Texas, after a deadly shooting at a shopping mall. One person was killed. Michigan State University held a vigil on campus to honor the three students killed Monday in a shooting. Basketball coach Tom Izzo.
I cry in front of my team. I cry on national TV. Don't be afraid to show your emotions.
NATO Secretary General continues urging members to keep up the supplies of weapons and money for Ukraine as Russian attacks escalate.
More heavy weapons and military training.
German media are reporting the websites of several German airports have been disrupted in what could be a hacker attack. It does not appear to be interfering with flight schedules today. Tributes are coming in for actress Raquel Welch, who rocketed to stardom in the mid-60s. Our Margie Zaraletta reports.
Raquel Welch had all of three lines in the film 1 Million Years BC, but it made her a star, primarily because of the animal skin bikini she wore in it. Welch told reporters in 2001 it was hard to overcome being a sex symbol.
It's not all that much fun, as I was coming up to 40.
This is AP News. The Congressional Budget Office is projecting the U.S. will see economic stagnation ahead.
The CBO's 10-year budget and economic outlook outlines stark expectations for the decade ahead, and it starts this year. The combination of high interest rates and still high, if easing, inflation will continue to affect U.S. households and businesses. And it projects the unemployment rate, which fell to 3.4% in January, will jump back up to 5.1%. Those expectations are paired with a 10-year projection that publicly held U.S. debt will nearly double by 2033 to $46.4 trillion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin says he never intended to offend anyone. Attending the Super Bowl wearing a jacket that has a depiction of Jesus. Former NFL running back Adrian Peterson called it blasphemous. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.